Hello, I'm Gary Wilmot, and this is Amdram Shout Out on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
And I'm delighted to say, joining me in the studio, James Fortune.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Welcome back.
Marvellous, yes. But my fifth time, I think.
Is it? So you've been on nearly as much as I have.
I know, nearly.
Nearly. So welcome back. It's always good to see you.
Well, thank you. That's very kind.
It must mean that you've got round to another show already.
I'm directing yet another show.
Yet another show.
Do you ever stop? Good evening to your listeners, too.
So you're back here for Epsom Light Operatic Company. It doesn't seem that long ago that you were here.
No, I did parade with them last.
Yes, when was that? Was that November?
That was, yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
I've done three in a row.
I've done Parade, and then I went on to do Sweeney Todd with someone else, and then I'm back here doing HMS Pinafore.
HMS Pinafore. Now, I have to confess that I don't know a lot about GNS, and I certainly don't know a lot about HMS Pinafore, so enlighten me.
Well,
tell me what it's all about.
It's one of Gilbert Sullivan's best musicals, I would say. It's immense fun. It's got a great story. It's very funny. Has some lovely music. Great dancing. Fabulous costumes and all that. So it's a great night out for everybody. And it's immense fun. And what I've done is I did this 8 years ago, actually, for another company.
Okay.
I revised it.
Right.
Now, we've revised it in a way that is not... People won't go, oh, no... Because we're keeping everything, we're keeping it that's in the Victorian period, we've got lovely costumes, all of that.
Okay.
But, and we've got all of Gilbert's words, but we've added some extra ones as well, put a few extra songs in, because it's a short opera.
Okay.
And we've put lots of jokes, you know, extra jokes in there and funny bits going on. And it's hilarious. And it went really well. I did this about 8 years ago, and it went sensationally. So it's a revival. I've been asked to do it again.
Because my sort of understanding, my limited understanding of GNS, the people that I've spoken to about it before, have always said they were kind of meant to be adapted. They kind of, this was the bare bones almost. And,
well, the thing is that...
Put your own references.
They were written to be very, very modern.
Mm-hmm.
They were all about very modern things. For example, the main character in this, Sir Joseph Porter, is the First Lord of the Admiralty. And it was based on the actual First Lord of the Admiralty at the time.
Okay.
Who was W.H. Smith?
Oh,
the famous shop owner.
Yes,
exactly. And he became First Lord of the Admiralty, and he'd never been on a boat.
Okay.
That was the thing. And so... Sir Joseph Porter has never been on a boat.
Right.
I don't like boats, he shouts.
Got it, right.
And in fact, it was so offensive to Disraeli, the Prime Minister at the time, that he walked out of the opening night.
Really?
Yeah, so Gilbert has always been very modern, bang-up-to-date, and, you know, mickey-taking.
Okay.
And that's what we've done with this. We haven't changed it horribly, but we've put in lots of modern references every now and then and you know, stuff that everybody will enjoy and love.
And so the music is very, I mean, it's a very, you know, particular style.
GNS, well, it's very catchy. Catchy. It's music that's instantly appealing. And as they always say in the best musicals, you will leave whistling
tunes. Something, yes.
Yeah, exactly. And there's some great tunes in it, as well as some beautiful arias. And we have a fantastic soprano, Honey Ruani, who is just beautiful with her singing, and James Turnbull, who's our tenor, and they're the missed lovers.
Okay,
she's the captain of the, she's the daughter of the captain,
right?
And he's just a common sailor,
And
they can't do such things. This is monstrous.
You
can't have this class.
Is that not slightly a bit of Tempest in there? Is that
absolutely. It's all very desperate at times.
Excellent. So tell us a bit more about your cast as well. You mentioned a couple there.
Well, it's a very good cast. I mean, I've always believed in, when you're directing a show, that it's a bit like being a cook. I'm not much of a cook myself, but I do know that if you don't have good ingredients, you can't produce good food. And it's exactly the same here. If you don't have the good ingredients, if the casting isn't right, the show, however hard you work on it, won't quite be as good as it could be. And we've got a superb cast, actually. Sir Joseph is by Chris Evans, who you know has done a number of things. Nick Ash is Captain Corcoran, who Sir Joseph keeps getting wrong, calls him Captain Cucumber, and there's other things.
Okay.
A Little Buttercup is, who's the lady who comes and sells things onto the boat, but she falls in love with the captain, is Lisa Scott. Josephine, as I've just said, was Honey Rani. Rafe. Rackstraw is James Turnbull. Dick Deadeye, which is a really weird character with no eye, and he's called Dil Patel. And finally, Cousin Hebe is Charlie Hoddle. So that's a very, very strong cast. They're good singers, they're good actors, and they're very good comedians.
Excellent. And we've talked before when you've been here about the appeal of amateur and local theatre now, and how, you know, there are still people who kind of think amateur theatre, well, it's a bit sort of town, village hall, and
auntie kicking her legs up in the village hall.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that because I used to work in the West End, and one of the things that I loved about I was suspicious myself.
Okay.
Eight or nine years ago. And then I realised how professional these groups are, and particularly Epsom Light Opera, which is why I work with them so often. They're so professional, and every show we've done so far, people have come up to me in the interval and said, you should put that in the West End.
Really?
It's the top lighting, top sound, top costumes. Everything is totally professional. You are going to see a West End show, but you're not paying West End money.
Absolutely not. For an absolute fraction of the cost, really, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, looking at my back here, you're paying £17 for what you'd normally pay £70 for. Absolutely. And it's that good, and I can promise you.
Fantastic. Well, it's certainly a whetting appetite. So tell us where and when and all of that stuff.
Certainly. It's at the Epsom Playhouse, which is a lovely theatre.
Very nice, yes. I hope they fixed the leak.
Yeah, they fixed the leak.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know who caused that. the Epsom Playhouse, it's from 12th to the 16th of April.
Okay, so this time next week.
So that's next week.
Yeah.
And that's at 7:30. And then on Saturday, there's a matinee at 2:30. And the other question I'm asked is it child-friendly? And yes, it is. You can bring your children, they will absolutely roar. Some of the jokes they may not get, doesn't matter, but they'll get the fun, the slapstick, and everything else that goes with it.
It's kind of one of those shows that have got a bit something for everyone.
Yes, absolutely. It's really good. And here's how we get our tickets.
Okay.
01372-742-742-555. 742-555. That's the Epsom Playhouse box office. They're also on www.epsomplayhouse.co.uk, which is pretty obvious. And tickets at ELOC, so you can get tickets from us directly if you wish to. If you want to do it by email, that's tickets at eloc.org.uk. So there's three different ways of getting tickets.
Fantastic. Lots of different ways to get in touch. Now we're going to play one of the songs from the show. We're playing I Am the Captain of the Pinafore.
Well, this is the bit when the we've seen the sailors.
Okay.
And then suddenly, above the sailors, walks in the captain. They go, oh, goodness, get ready, because the captain's coming. And then he sings this wonderful song, and they respond. And they march all over the place in perfect timing. And it's great fun. It's really great fun. So fabulous. Let's hear it. That's great.
Excellent. Thank you, James. Let's have a listen to this, then. Ooh. Perhaps if you press the right button. Try this one.
It's the other button.
Try that one. Yeah, there it is.
I am the captain of the Pinafore.
And my good captain too.
You're very, very good, and be it understood, I command our right good crew.
You're very, very good, and be it understood, he commands our right good crew.
Though related to a peer, I can hand reef and steer, or ship a selva G. I've never known to quail in the fury of a gale, and I've never, never stick at sea.
What, never?
No, never.
What, never?
Well, hardly ever.
Hardly ever sick at sea. Give features and one cheer more for Harding, captain of the Pinafore. Give features and one cheer more for the captain of the Pinafore.
I do my best to satisfy you all.
And you are quite content.
You're exceedingly polite, and I think it only right to return the compliment.
You're exceedingly polite, and he thinks it's only right to return the compliment.
Bad language or abuse, I never, never use, whatever the emergency. Though bothered it, I may occasionally say, I never use a big, big D.
What, never?
No, never.
What, never?
Yeah, hardly ever.
Hardly ever spreads a big, big D. Give features and one chair more for a well-been capsule of the thing of four. Give features and one chair more.
Was there the Doily Cart Opera Company, one of, because you were mentioning that they've recorded them several times.
They have, yeah. So, but of course they're not as good as us.
Of course.
Obviously not.
Obviously not. So that gives you a flavour of what you're in store for. Now, you were telling me about your MD and your choreography.
Yes, because, well, of course, you see, they're very I'm important. Directing it, which is telling where people where to go and so on, but of course, in order to get the beautiful music, you need a musical director.
You do.
And we have David Edwards, who has done a lot of work for Elok, but he's also done quite a lot of Gilman Sullivan as well. Okay. He knows a lot about Gilman Sullivan.
He knows his underneath.
And he's a stickler. He won't let them squeak in any way at all. No, he's absolutely very strong. And we have a choreographer, Amy Ashley, who's done... we have an extra song, Who's Afraid of the... Who's Afraid? What Should We Do with a Drunken Sailor?
Okay, yes.
And she's tap danced. She's got that all tap dancing. So that's,
okay.
That's amazing fun. That's amazing fun.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like a really lively and interesting show. A bit of something for everyone. So let's just remind people again when and where and all of that business.
Yep.
So we make sure they come along.
It's very important that you do come along because it's going to be enormous fun. It's probably one of the best shows you'll see this year. But you won't be paying £70 for it.
No.
It's at the Epsom Playhouse next week. So it's 12th, which is the Tuesday, 12th to the 16th, the Saturday, at 7:30. And also on Saturday, that Saturday, the 16th, is the matinee at 2:30.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tickets were...
Tickets from Epsom Playhouse. Do you want the number again?
Yes.
01372-01372-742-555. The Epsom Playhouse will be very pleased to take your very small amount of money for such a marvellous show.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, and there we are.
Fantastic. And what's next for you then, James?
I'm going home to Heather. Oh, you see. No, I'm actually going to have a rest. I've done three shows in a row, which I don't normally do. I normally give myself sort of, you know, a 6 months to a year in between.
Okay.
But I haven't done that. I've done three shows, and so I'm going to take the summer off.
Okay.
My daughter's getting married. I've got tons of things to do.
Oh, you'll be busy enough.
Hopefully, someone will come to me and ask me if I want to do anything in the autumn.
Fabulous. Well, we will see you again, I've no doubt, and all the best.
Thank you so much, sir.
Pinafore.
That's very kind of you, and thank you, listeners, for giving me the 2 minutes to tell you all about it. Come and see us next week.
Yes, do.
Otherwise, that's it. You've had it.
Fantastic. If you did miss the information, I'll put it up on my Facebook page. So if you haven't liked it yet, do, and then you can find out how to get in, get those tickets and get yourself down to HMS Pinafore in Epsom.
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.
And we'll be back with the Amdram Shoutout again next week.